And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
Our newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 3rd of December, the first Friday of December. It is 7:26 and 41 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia First Friday Art Walk organizers and founders, Kayla Mock and Joel Smith. Kayla, good morning.
Hey, Kayla.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Amazing.
Glad to hear it. Joel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
Doing well.
He's amazing, too.
Will you say that on the air, Joel?
Sure. I'm amazing.
Awesome. There it is. That sets the tone here, I think, here, Kayla, for the way it sounds, a fabulous first Friday coming up here tonight.
Yeah, we've got 18 venues, and this is going to be one for the record books, I think.
18 venues. That is jam-packed. So we got a lot to go over here today, and let's talk about the featured venue, the presenting venue tonight. Kayla, where might that be?
The presenting venue this month is the Lyon County History Center, and they are featuring the Emporia Artisans. So that, if anyone remembers the Plum Place sale that used to happen every year, this is all those same artists, and they've just moved locations to the History Center, of course. So it'll be like Alan Tollickson, Jody Hearman, Charlotte Nickel, a lot of those great Emporia staple artists.
Yeah, that event has a rich history. That started, I think, at the Hal Berger residence years ago and then moved to the Plum Place and now the Lyon County History Center. That event goes on today and tomorrow, too, but that's a big part of the first Friday Art Walk tonight, the presenting venue. Well, Joel, 18 big stops. That's a lot to get to here tonight.
Yeah. Well, aside from the History Center, we're looking at Chiem Eats, featuring Eli O'Farrell and Libby Weaver. The Emporia Art Center has their Art Gifts Holiday Boutique, and I think they're doing a Christmas tree decorating thing, so you can come in and decorate that. Emporia Granada Theater has Doodles and Jots. Emporia Main Street, the incubator space that used to house Trox, is going to be holding the Ampersand Vinyl Records record sale, and then the BSU Print Guild.
Okay.
Gravel City Adventure and Supply Company will be featuring Flint Hills Technical College Graphic Design Show. They've got a bunch of young artists in there showing off some new work. Gravel City Roasters will feature Lucia Contreras. She's making some pretty cool paper poinsettias, so you'll need to come down and get some of those for the holidays. L&L Pets has Taylor and Logan Alexander. They've been on the Art Walk quite a few times, but we haven't had them for a while, so we're excited to see them. Mike's Attic has fifth grader Eva Baker, and she's really excited about art and entrepreneurship, so this is a good opportunity for her. Mulready's Pub features the Pet Portrait Show. It's been up for a little bit, but be sure to stop by and check it out if you haven't. Plum Bazaar features the NAEA Club. Sweet Granada has Emmett Arevalo. Tallgrass Trends Boutique will have Ellen Wickersham. The Dusty Trail Gift Shop has Callie Hatfield. And then Trox Gallery and Gifts has the Troxmas Holiday Sale. So the gallery is chock full of local-made gifts. The Twin Rivers Wine and Gourmet Shop has the Pour for Paul's fundraiser for the animal shelter. And Adam Eimer from Uncommon Threads will be down there. They're doing a fundraiser shirt as well. Variegated Productions has the artwork of Sasha Conrad. She has some really amazing Christmas-themed paintings. So that's a good place to check out for holidays. And finally, Vault Meats and Cheeses has the artwork of Brenda Thompson. She's always an Art Walk favorite and has lots of new stuff for the holidays.
Well, that's a loaded passport there, Kayla.
List.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a lot of art. I think between the Emporia Arts Center and Trox Gallery and Gifts, there's over 130 artists represented just in those two places. So if you can't find some good art tonight, you're not trying.
You're not looking.
You're just not doing it right.
This is the perfect time to obviously do some Christmas shopping for, your loved ones, but heck, why not squirrel away something for yourself too, Kayla?
Absolutely. I keep telling people that come into trucks, it's like when you're going down on an airplane, like you need to take care of yourself before you can take care of everyone else. So put on your, get yourself something nice, and then you can get nice stuff for everyone else. But
there you go. Perfect analogy right there. Okay, Alyssa.
Thanks. Yeah.
how is the new location for First Friday working out?
It's great. We haven't had as much time as we would like to really get settled in. We're looking forward to doing that after the first of the year, get some equipment in here so that we can start making prints for the local artists and doing a lot of framing. And then we're really excited to host some workshops for the local artists to talk a lot more about like presentation and how to price their items and a bunch of that stuff. We're going to bring in an accountant. Because a lot of artists, they're like, well, what do I do about sales tax or income tax? And, so we're going to bring in an accountant and kind of go over a lot of that stuff with the artists. So really talk about how they can create, a little business for themselves.
Outstanding. And speaking of that, too, Joel, I think it's really cool because we have a lot of established artists that are going to be at various spots here around. And the fact that we're seeing some younger artists getting involved here in Art Walk, I think that speaks really well, both for First Friday and really the art community as a whole.
I think so. I think that there's a lot of assumption that you're not ready to show artwork because you didn't go to college for it, or maybe you did, but you're just not, you don't feel you're ready. And I think this gives people a real good example that if you pay close attention and put yourself out there, you can kind of just hit the ground running and figure it out. And just about anybody could do something like this if they want to put the time in.
Kayla, do you have any idea this past year how many artists you have featured with Emporia's First Friday Art Walks?
No.
No.
Oh,
no, Ron, no.
Way too many to count.
Yeah, actually, I think I was doing an infographic for something the other day and figured out that, over the last 5 years, it's well over 1,000 artists that we've helped out. So that feels really good.
Well, I would assume you have to be very happy accomplishing what you have with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, which continues to grow by leaps and bounds. So let's set the stage. Kayla, when do things start?
Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock p.m. You can start at any of the venues that are participating. And if you need to look at that list, you can always find a map at EmporiaFirstFriday.com. Just pick up a passport at any of those places and get to art walking.
Get to walking. Yeah, make sure you have the comfy shoes on tonight. That is for sure. Joel, thank you much.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Caleb, always a pleasure.
Thank you, and happy birthday, Chuck.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate it.
Caleb Mock and Joel Smith, they are the organizers and founders of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, and things kick off downtown, Chuck, 5 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, the weather could not be better.
Not frightful, is it?
No, nothing but delightful on the weather side, so really no excuse but to go downtown and enjoy the art walk here tonight. Want to let you know that as we look at the live and local calendar, we'll be filling the Newsmaker 2 slot here for Monday shortly, but most of our slots are now filled, and we have a couple of pretty interesting Talk of Emporias for next week.
And we do.
Including the changeover that'll be taking place in city leadership. Mark McInerney and Trey Cocking will be joining us for Monday's Talk of Emporia. And the Monday Newsmaker segment will involve Brittany Heinrichs as we talk about America's holiday activities this week and Project Playscape goals. They're shifting from the ballpark, and we'll tell you what they're going to here on Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a great program slated for Monday. The outgoing city manager and the incoming city manager. We get to hear from him for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, so looking forward to that.
We're looking forward to that. That's the Talk of Emporia on Monday, 11:05. Our newsmaker this morning, a service of our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House, 734, 41 degrees. Good morning.
Home for sale at auction. 3-bedroom home on several beautiful lots.